At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of the hour, our man Rod Woodson will join us, the Hall of Famer, as he does every Monday. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up with Sources Say for this hour. Rob, we brought it up with Seth Joyner, and that's where we're going to get into this hour. We mentioned great game between Baltimore and Buffalo yesterday. Buffalo ends up winning at Baltimore 23-20. They were down 20-3, Rob. Second big lead of 17 or more points that the Ravens have blown this season.
If I'm Lamar, I mean, like, they get out to these big leads, Chris. Ridiculous. And that loss to the Dolphins, remember how ridiculous that was? They could be 4-0
in that. Yep. But they got some issues. If you can get the big lead, and I get it, teams will make a run, and these are good teams.
Right, but
Miami and Buffalo. But you can't blow Buffalo,
that at home?
Right.
Both games have been at home, Chris.
I think that's the fifth, Rob G. Was that the fifth straight loss at home?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
For Baltimore?
For a good team like that.
Yeah. Nah, it's a problem. It is a problem. And, Rob, it could have turned out differently. And obviously, a lot of things went wrong. Lamar didn't have a great game. The defense,
costly interception, right?
Yep.
Cost them.
Yep. The defense, obviously, you know, couldn't hold the lead. But it was 20 all, Rob. And the Ravens had the ball at the 2-yard line, first and goal at, or fourth and goal at this point, at the Buffalo 2-yard line.
Right.
They go for it. Instead of, you kick the field goal.
Chris, there were 4 minutes and 15 seconds left. Plenty of football, but you force Buffalo to have to come down and force them to, you know, try to, there's plenty of time. I mean, and if you could get a stop, then you get the ball back. But the idea to give up points and take a chance on a fourth down and then give them the ball back, right, with, because I think that's where the interception came in, right? Is that
the interception, Lamar threw an interception. So instead of getting the ball at the 2-yard line after stopping them, Buffalo got it at the 25.
Right.
And so that, you know, made a difference too. But here's what John Harbaugh said, Rob, after the loss and how he explained his decision.
John, were you trying to let them score at the end to get the ball back?
Yes. If you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it. And then the worst thing, the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the 2-yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2-yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So
I don't buy that at all.
Quickly, isn't it interesting that he said the analytically, I understand why we did it? Like, I mean, ultimately, it's got to be his call. But you know what I mean? Almost like...
like if it's somebody else from upstairs who told him, like, this is what we should do here. And here's the other thing where he talks about, Chris, well, backed up at the 2. Not if you're throwing the ball in the end zone.
Right. I mean, if it's picked off, obviously. It's no
guarantee. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you run and get stopped, then they got to start, go drive 99 yards.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
No, that's a great point.
Come on, and that's not automatic. Right? It's not automatic that they're going to get it at the 2. I just don't understand that. Not when you throw the ball that close, Chris, there's a chance of it being picked off because the spacing, there's no spacing there. There's just
it's
not.
Tough.
Tip
that's
balls.
Why it's tough
that's why
to score in the red zone.
Yes, and that's why a lot of interceptions happen in the end zone like that close. Because somebody will tip it. There's nowhere. It's not like a regular where the end zone is open. We've
like
seen
the
it.
Canadian Football League used to be like a 25-yard.
Right. You got plenty of space to run around for 10 minutes in there.
But, Rob, Mark Schlereth joined us on First Things First as we talked about this topic. And he minced no words. Here's what he said.
Analytics are stupid, right? I mean, it's made by a bunch of guys that are math nerds who have never actually played before. That, I mean, it's the dumbest thing that it drives me nuts. So I'm going to let somebody. So here's one of the things. Coach told me this. The analytics department comes down and says to us, hey, listen, man, we're averaging a yard per carry more when we run to the left than we do to the right. So this week we should run to the left 72% of the time versus,
not
you know, and then
so
right. And that we, here's what happened. Here's what happened. The coach goes, hey, Aaron Donald lands up on that side. Aaron Donald lines up on that side. Get the hell out of here, right? Like, what do you know? Stop it.
Rob, that was me clapping, if you didn't know. Bravo. And look, I agree with Seth in that analytics are a, you know, they every team should have an analytics department.
We're not against analytics,
right.
But it can't be
it's
ridiculous.
It's just part of the equation. It is not, it should not be the end all be all. And that's what it's becoming, Rob.
You remember we talked about it before when the Dodgers played the Red Sox. You remember that?
Yep.
And they took all their
World Series.
They took out all their hitters.
Yes.
In a small ballpark, home run hitters didn't play. Like
because they were facing a left-handed
pitcher.
Right.
We don't care.
It was, Rob, can you imagine, and I'm not saying some things haven't progressed and we haven't learned some things. Can you imagine the 70s or 80s? You taking out, you know, the big red machine, taking out George Foster and Johnny Bench.
Right.
And,
wait a minute. There's a right-hander or Joe Morgan. We can't play you today, Joe, because a lefty's going, what? So I don't care who's pitching. Is he throwing strikes?
Right. And that's what, Rob, we always say, and this goes for any of the sports, the three major sports we're talking about. Analytics is good mathematical stuff. But Rob, it can't measure heart. It can't measure who's cold-blooded under pressure and who shrinks under pressure. It can't measure team chemistry, any of the human element. And Rob, that's what comes into play in these things, the human element.
Right. And you just can't. It does make a difference. So I think that analytics have been overused, overdone. Go the obvious. Take the field goal in that situation. Or you know, we've seen Staley a couple times, Chris. Stop with the going forward in your own end, in your own zone. You know, like, it doesn't make sense. Right. Punt the ball. You got a punter. Have them pin the other team back. The reason you got a punter.
And John Harbaugh, Rob, and this to me just made it even worse. And I'll get into Marcus Peters as I explain this. He has done this time and time again. And I know it's worked here and there.
He's cost him a game. I remember, was it last year he did it? He cost him a game.
Last year he cost him possibly two games. Yeah. They would have went to overtime. But first it was the Steelers.
I remember that. 20. We talked about that.
They pulled within one, right? We did talk about it because it was a huge story then. They down 20-19 after they scored with 12 seconds left. All you got to do is kick the extra point. You just scored, so you think you'd have momentum.
Right.
And you're going to overtime. Instead, he goes for two. They don't get it. They lose. A month later, Rob, Green Bay, you might remember.
I remember that game.
Yep, they pulled within 31-30 with like 40 seconds left, something like that. And same thing, instead of kicking the extra point, goes for two, they lose. Now, Rob, one of those games may have cost them the playoffs. And then even this year in the loss to Miami, when they blew the 21-point lead we talked about, they were up 35-21 with 9 minutes left. They got a fourth and one or two at Miami at the 40-yard line near midfield.
Yep.
They go for it, don't get it. Miami gets the ball back with a short field, and they score, and they're within seven, and we know what happened. Miami
comes
back
to win. Punt the ball, right.
Absolutely. So John Harbaugh's been burned time and time again. And Rob, I don't know for a fact. I don't know if Rob G, if it's been reported recently, let us know, because it wasn't out earlier. I think that's what Marcus Peters was tripping about. I think he was like, Duke, we do this all the time.
Right.
I mean, we keep doing this mess, and we keep losing.
Yeah, it wasn't reported, Chris, but most people do believe that that is what triggered him, is that this has happened a few times, time and again, and it cost him. And coaching, you know, a lot of it is academic and pretty even – and I don't have a chance. Every once in a while, Chris, you got a real hot feeling or hunch. You know what I mean? Every show, I could buy that. But some of this stuff is just simple. And you're trying to be too cute. Just take the field goal. You're leading in the game. You're leading.
Right.
There's no guarantee they're going to automatically march down and get a touchdown. Since when?
Well, Rob, they had held Buffalo to 20 points.
Right. Buffalo struggled.
They held them to 10 points in the second half. I mean, they were struggling. Josh Allen wasn't running roughshod over them.
No.
And you said you believed in your defense. Then believe your defense to at least hold them to a field goal.
Right. And even then, the score is tied, right? Yep. If you can stop them from scoring a touchdown. And four minutes and 15 seconds is a long time in the NFL
that
with your timeout.
You could have got the ball back.
So you could have got the ball back easily if you got to stop. And my thing was, you know, I trust my defense and they were going to get the ball. At worst case, they were going to be at the two. Not throwing it.
Well, and that Shayworth brought that up on the show, Rob, that they didn't only throw it. They went shotgun, and I believe it was Lamar was the only one in the backfield.
That's crazy.
So it was an obvious throwing, unless Lamar was going to run.
So empty, and was, nothing. He didn't roll out. Right. Shotgun. He didn't roll out. He didn't do anything. Just which makes no sense at the two. At least give me a threat.
We talked about that with Russell Wilson on the opening night, or you know, first week of the season. Why are you in shotgun? And a lot of teams are doing it now. But to me, Rob, if you get under center, you give yourself more options. And Schlaver made a great point. He said, look, defenses are guessing at the goal line.
They are. They have no idea, Chris.
Right. That's why you see sometimes like a guy's wide open.
He walks in. Right.
Yeah, and then the
other time, they guess and they nail you at the line. Yep. You're trying to run it in. I mean, it's hot or cold. And that's why I always like play action at the like down there where a tight end is there. And then Chris, he makes some contact and then goes the other way. He's wide open if you play action. I don't know why they don't do play action down there.
Nah, man, you if you're under center, you got a quarterback sneak.
And Lamar's a threat down there. So why is he doing a straight back,
empty gun?
Empty? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it was just and that's why, Rob, and I haven't looked at all the actual games they've lost. Rob G is five straight at home, but some of these things we're talking about may factor into that stuff. Just some bad decisions, you know? And the thing is, man, and again, going back to Peters, Rob, these players are like, dude, we work too hard
and that
to
team
lose
is-
on stuff like this. Like, if you lose, you lose, right? I mean, as far as they just beat us, they marched down. We took a 3-point lead. They marched down and scored a touchdown. I think a player can kind of live with that. But if you just... you know, you make a decision and leave points on the board because of science, analytics, I think that upsets players.
And Chris, that you're right. They have lost five straight at home. Four of the five losses by 3 points or less. So they're losing close games at home. They're not getting blown out.
Right. So they need to rethink some things. They really, Rob, that division is tight this year, and Cleveland's better than we thought. Even without Deshaun, right? They're you know, hanging in there. They could be 4-0 or should be 3-1 for sure. So that division's going to be tight, Rob, and you can't afford to give away games. So that's our feeling on it. Analytics run amok once again. But your turn to weigh in. Maybe you're one of those math nerds that Schlaworth was talking about. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree or disagree with Harbaugh going for the touchdown rather than taking the 3 points at the end of that Ravens-Bills game? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate that is presented by the Big Green Egg. All right, nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. It's backed by a lifetime warranty as well. So roll with the best. Here's what you do. You shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, remember that. Free home delivery as well. BigGreenEgg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Harbaugh's decision. Rob and I say it was analytics run amok once again.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
We've seen it too often. Let's start with, Dugan and Boise. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dugan?
Yeah, you got me, guys. Hey, love the show. Appreciate the two pros.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you,
man. Liked what you guys were saying. I thought there was a few key things. Like, yeah, lost five at home, but they've given up big leads, man. This happens all the time. It's decision-making. And then when Harbaugh said in the interview, and you guys didn't play this one, which I thought it was an important clip, when he was scared about what the Bills were going to do if they had a clock, any clock over three
right.
minutes, and
four
and we're doing four down.
Right.
Right. You got it. And I was right. like, why are we scared? We got Lamar Jackson, and if you're confident in your defense, then you're not doing that. You get the points, and then you move on. And I just thought that was really kind of a chicken move.
No doubt, Dugan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I agree, Dugan.
No doubt. Roger in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rog?
What's up, Odd Couple? How y'all doing, man?
Man, doing great.
Hey, man, look, man, I'm going to be real quick, man. It's foolishness what they're doing. I mean, it seems like they're playing Madden instead of playing football out there. I mean, you don't put yourself in those situations. You got 3 points, take the points and move on. They got home for the advantage. Y'all take it easy,
I really
man.
Do think, Rob, a lot of – I'm not going to say all. I'm going to give guys more credit than actually taking their lessons from Madden. But I do think that is at least play some role in this.
I do too. I think I think that, you know, you just mad and you just go for it, Chris. It's just a game. Just go for it. What? Right. No matter. Right.
Like, and you get, the numerical. Yeah, you're right. It's a freaking video game.
Right. All right. I didn't get it. Okay. Well, it's more than that. I'm sorry. Leo, long time. We haven't heard from Leo, Chris, in a while. Leo in New York City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Leo?
Hey, Rob, when I say hello,
you say Dubai.
Leo, you're the only person
Thank you.
I've heard.
Leo loves it. He loves it.
You're the only person I've heard that sings it worse than Rob.
Chris, this is great. I mean, Rob gives out two hits, and so far we haven't heard from you yet. So,
that's
let Rob have his shine.
I'm going to have an album before Chris gives us one little ditty. That's right.
For real. Well, I just want to say, you know, what Harbaugh said was hogwash, you know. Just take the 3 points, and now you have the Bills going to actually tie the game. They're not going to try to go and score a touchdown. They're going to be conservative because now all they need is a field goal. When you don't score, now they're free. They feel like, you know what, we're playing with house money now. We can just march down the field and score, you know, a field goal, and we're winning the game. So you remove the pressure from them by not taking the field goal here. And I get it. Lamar has to have a presence of mind to know that, you know what, this is not there. I have to throw it away, you know, get rid of it. No interception in the red zone. I get that. But, you know, you just take the 3 points, so you remove that aspect from Lamar making a mistake, and that's it.
And look, I don't think anybody, if they had kicked the field goal, they're up 3, and Buffalo marches down and scores a touchdown and wins, I don't think many people are saying, you know, they should have went for it.
Not with 4 minutes to go, Chris. I'm sorry. Right. I just can't. I'm with you.
If you're up 3 with 4 minutes left in a different circumstance, right? You got to that point in a different way. You're happy.
Yes, I agree. I just think you got to be careful, especially down there. And if you did run it and you got stopped, Lamar got stopped, and then they marched 99 yards, then Chris, you didn't deserve to win the game. If they're in their own end zone.
Great point.
And they marched 99 yards and beat you then. Yep. Okay, well, we weren't going to win that game anyway.
Right.
Lou in Tampa, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you making out down there in Tampa, Lou? Everything okay?
Yeah, we were very fortunate up here in Tampa. I was probably 3 hours away from deciding if I was leaving, and it kind of shifted to the right a little bit. So,
well, glad
very fortunate,
everything's okay for you.
Yeah, thank God, Lou.
Thank God. But I even hate saying that because I know others are suffering. So let's put our prayers out to them. But back to this. I'm not hearing enough of this. I'll tell you right now, if that was Mitchell Trubisky on the other side of the team being the quarterback, they would have just kicked the field goal.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
The great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're right. They scare you. Mahomes, Allen,
of
Lamar.
Course.
Like, you got to worry about that. But
there's six guys in the league you got to worry about. One of them is on his own team. So.
No,
I believe it was a different guy.
Do you think it was the right decision?
Yeah, but up until that point, though,
they had done well against Allen.
They had done well. He wasn't running amok against them. It wasn't 48 to 45. There are games, Chris, where you realize, like, a playoff game with
Buffalo and Kansas City.
Where you go, a field goal's not going to win it. We need a touchdown. And I get those games. It wasn't like that. That was a 20-20 game.
Right.
If it was 48 to 45, your guy Dan Campbell's team, Chris, gives up 48 points a week now. My God.
I heard somebody say if their defense was just bad, they would be 3-1. I mean, golly, they can score. They can score with the best of them.
God, they're giving up 50 points a night. Hey, Judge just came up. Oh, wait a minute. We got an update. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. We got Rod Woodson in a minute, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has his own theme music. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best defensive backs ever. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up, man?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Hey.
Good to have you on, my man.
We should start here because, Rod, you do the Ravens games, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I'm all sorry. Right. I can't get with it. I can't, Rod. The analytics are killing me. Why can't we kick the field goal, okay? And if you're going to say, if the worst will be is they'll start at their own two or whatever in the end zone, you got to run the ball in. You can't throw it. I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not a – I mean, I understand analytics. Just for the fact, but analytics is just the base of, paper, what these should do in certain situations on time or downs or anything of that nature. It still has to have a form of humanism in it, right? You still got to have a human nature by it. Now, I personally, and listen, I love John. I love his person, his personal, how aggressive he is as a head coach, because when he's successful, we don't say nothing.
Right.
But this one time, I think I would have kicked the field goal and gave my defense some confidence in saying, listen, I'm kicking the field goal going up by three because I believe in you guys.
And they had done a good job against Allen all day.
Yeah, I mean, the series before, they stopped them, right? So I would have gave them that love, and hopefully, they could have stopped them. Now, even with all that being said, one of the killers is that they had the, fourth and three or fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. The interception killed them. Because when you throw the interception, now instead of getting the ball at the three, you get the ball at the 20.
That's what we're saying. Right. But the interception, I don't know. You got to run the ball there, and then to not have Lamar, even a thought or option that he could run it.
When you do an empty gun, right?
Yeah, when you do that, everybody knows it's a pass.
Yeah, I mean, and now listen, my man was wide open at first, right?
Right.
Lamar just kept going back and saw him late, threw it, kind of going off his back foot, so it had no real zip on it, and it was, easy interception for them. Again, I personally would have took the point, put them up by three. It's a close game. I would have gave my love to my defense. I would have challenged my defense at the same time and saying, I did this because I believe in you guys. Go show me that I made the right decision.
Marcus Peters seemed upset about that. And this has happened before, right? Last year, a couple times they went for 2-point conversions when they could have kicked extra points and sent it into overtime. They lost. If you're on that team as a player and on the defense, is that upsetting you? Because that's what it seemed to be with Peters.
Well, Marcus is a straight West Coast Oakland, right? I've been knowing Marcus since he's been in high school, and I love his passion. I love that he's willing to tell his coach, hey, that's not right. Most guys aren't willing to do that.
Right.
I love that. And let me say this. I don't know exactly why he threw his helmet. I don't know why he ran down. And I don't know if he, if he even made a comment to the press about why he did everything that he did. And it's just a running down right before going forward on fourth and three or fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. And why he slammed the helmet. I mean, I'm slamming the helmet, I understand, because he lost. He knew that they're going to lose the football game. I know. I understand that. I just don't know, until I talk to him, I couldn't answer that question for sure. But I would believe he wants to win. And I think they all do. He was frustrated. He thought they had a great opportunity to win. They played a really good football on defense for the most part in the first half, and decently okay in the second half. They just didn't play well enough to win. In the National Football League, you have to play for four straight quarters for 60 minutes of football or you're not going to win.
Rob, let me follow up quickly. Why are they blowing these leads? I mean, Miami, now this. What do you see happening why they can't hold a lead?
I think a couple of things that hurt them. You think about Miami. They had a 15-play drive. They came away with no points. Yeah, the other day, they had yesterday, 14-play drive. They came away with no points. It's just hard to do. And I think if you had an answer for it, it'd never happen, right? If you have those type of answers when you are for the questions that you just asked, it would never happen as a coach. I just think in the totality of playing, and they've been playing really good halves, right? They really have. They've been playing good halves outside of, you know, I think that the very first game wasn't the best. But, you know, they got to play 60 minutes of football. You do, and you have to – your adjustments at halftime have to be as such as a coach, and then the players got to make those plays come alive, whatever they are. It would be on offense or defense or special teams. And they've been doing it sporadically. They've been having great quarters. They've been even playing pretty good halves. They just haven't put a full game together. Now, the great thing is, though, with you guys, they're playing in the AFC North. Everybody's 2-2.
Right.
They get to play
right.
the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday night. They beat the Bengals. They're in first place in their division.
Right.
Right.
The Giants and the Cowboys are both 3-1. Are they bologna or filet?
Come on. Don't ask me that. I can't even answer that question. Really. Come on. I'll tell you who's real.
Okay, tell me.
Philadelphia Eagles are real.
Because I was going to say, those two teams, they're 3-1, but I don't buy into either one of them.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles have played really good football. Yeah, I can't say that I buy into – listen, they're 3-1. They play the teams that they play. They beat the teams that they beat. I just can't say they're the better teams, the better 3-1 teams in the National Football League. But I can say the Philadelphia Eagles have shown in these first 4 weeks that they're a really good football team, and that quarterback is a really good quarterback at this point. Now, they still got to play the rest of the year. You know, you just never know how things are going to finish up. But the way they've played in these first 4 weeks, they obviously they're their team to beat in the East, right, the NFC East. But they are a good, solid football team. And I think they've put their mark in the NFC to say they're one of the contenders.
Rod, we know, we assume there's no real controversy as far as quarterbacks in Dallas. But they're 3-0 with Cooper Rush. He's going to start against the Rams. If they beat the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions, do players in that locker room at least wonder, like, man, we're rolling with this guy. Maybe we keep this thing going or not?
Come on, man. Dak is...
I'm just asking.
will we make the same comment? Of Herbert, if Herbert say he hurt his rib the way he heard it, and he went out, and then the other back and quarterback came in and won two games in a row, would they have that same comment? No. But they have it for
that. No, right? that's real talk right
that's
there.
That's true.
You know,
that's
I'm true. Just saying, let's keep it real, man. Dak is he's a better version of, you know, what they've been doing.
He can do what Cooper Rush does at a higher level, right?
At a higher level. And that's he's been consistent with everything that they've asked him to do so far in his career, and he's played really good football for him. Unfortunately, he got hurt again, right? And that's the only downside that I say. You really can't help your team win when you're not on the field.
All right. Now he put that to rest, our man Rod Woodson.
Rod,
all right, man, we appreciate your knowledge.
Thank you, my man.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yep. Sources say the most talked about segment in radio, outside of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, of course. That's next, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple from TireRack.com studios here. And it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Odd Couple.
Real quick.
Fox Sports Radio.
Before, like, I don't need any help, Chris, to get fat. But Rob G had the nerve to bring in his daughter's birthday cupcakes that were left over. And man, are they good. I'm sorry. Okay. They're good. Thank you.
I can tell. Have you ever heard don't talk with your mouth full?
Yeah, okay. I'm good.
I heard
now.
That Rob Parker got a new suit for his big party this weekend. I just want him not to fit in it. That's all.
Is that true, Rob?
It's not gonna fit.
You got a fresh new suit?
Yeah, we're dressing to impress on the big party Saturday night. It's one
wow.
of those. Yeah.
It's in Detroit, right?
It's in Detroit.
So what are you wearing?
Navy blue and black shirt. It's real nice.
Is it a suit or just
no? Sport coat and stuff with slacks. And Chris, we're having over 200 something people, and man, I told Rob G the bill. And Rob G, we are not. It's an expense.
It is a wedding. Rob is throwing a wedding for himself.
My God.
Yes.
Well, but the The barbershop's paying for it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
no,
business.
No. Okay. You know what Rob's going to do? He's going to write an article for Deadspin. It's going to be a whole
right,
write-off.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Don't tell the government. What are you saying, Rob G? Be quiet.
All right, let's get to it. It is sources say here on the Odd Couple. Say we put Chris and Rob's combined, what is it, 119 years journalism experience
20,
to the test?
20, 20.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 120. See if they've seen a good source and a bad source. So let's get to it. Story number one. As you guys know, Aaron Judge is in his quest for 62 homers. And doesn't seem like Drake is confident he's going to do it, because Drake posted on his Instagram stories over the weekend that he dropped $100,000 betting that Judge would not get 62. The over-under was 61.5. He took the under. Rob Parker, my source is good.
Drake betting against Aaron Judge? Let me see. I'm going to say that is false. He's such a front runner. False.
I do think it's false. I'm thinking it might have been somebody else. Maybe Floyd Mayweather. I don't know, but false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Did you just make it up?
I just made that
up. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a front runner, Chris. Ain't no way he's going against Aaron Judge. I'm like, right. I don't believe
that. And look, if
he wants to kick it with the athletes.
Exactly.
And Rob, you know someone who bets a lot, there's nothing fun about betting against something.
Right.
Like people who bet unders, like, yeah, that's terrible. Nobody's betting for a 0-0 game.
Except we were right on the money on that Giants-Bears, 39.5.
Yeah.
Chris, that was the easiest layup and easiest money I ever made. They only scored 32 points.
The under, yeah. Well, I got that pick wrong. Man.
I didn't want to bring it up, Chris.
Giants are better than – I mean, they're not very good. I agree
with
you.
But they're 3-1.
You can't say they're better than you thought. Heck, they just played a team that's worse than we thought.
The Bears were 2-1.
Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
All right, here we go. Story number two. My sources say that LeGarrette Blount, former NFL running back and Oregon football star, you know, famously punched a Boise State player after a game. He's currently being investigated by the police because he threw punches in a fight at a youth football game this time. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
Bro.
Crazy.
Was that a few weeks ago?
It was recently. The cop investigation, maybe that's the new part. But
I couldn't remember if it was him or somebody.
It did happen.
Some player was involved in something. So I don't know.
A lot of players are always involved in something. Some people taking youth sports a little too serious. Just saying.
Well, you know, they were betting on – remember down in Florida, they were, like, betting on those games. It was terrible, man, putting pressure on those little kids.
All right, here we go. Story number three. My sources say that 49ers defensive back Ray-Ray McCloud, he cuffed himself a pair of custom cleats that had the image of Little Bow Wow from the movie Like Mike. Only problem is his artist did not clear the photo with Little Bow Wow. Little Bow Wow just said on social media that he is going to do a cease and desist letter or seek $2,000 in damages. Rob Parker, my source is good.
That's you want
false.
Me to go first?
That's so false. Okay. Come on. I mean, that should be an honor.
Be false.
$2,000. I don't buy that
false.
Story.
Lil Bow Wow just happy to have some attention.
That somebody
this
even
point.
Knows who he is,
right?
Though.
That's got to be false, Rob G.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You just made that up.
Why would somebody want Lil Bow Wow cleats?
Right.
You just told
no, the Lil Bow Wow cleats are real. He really got them made.
Little Bow Wow.
Right. What did Little Bow Wow say?
Nothing. Just because, like, why would anyone want Little Bow Wow
cleats? He would
be cleats?
Overjoyed.
Right.
If somebody did.
That's like, hey,
be like
I need
if
to get...
somebody if somebody did a couple cleats, we wouldn't be like, hey. We'd be like, yeah, oh, that's awesome.
No, that is not true.
Hey, I'm going to say this.
Somebody will get sued, I'm telling you.
I think Severino's going to pitch a no-hitter tonight. He's got electric stuff. He's in
what,
the seventh
They're not going to let him.
Well, no, they ain't gonna let him.
Chris, remember that one time when the show was finally starting to pick up and we're really getting our bearings? And then there was a new show, a gambling show that was called The Odds Couple.
Yes.
And Rob wanted to sue him. Like, Rob, we're like the ninth iteration of The Odds
I
Couple.
I did want to sue him.
I don't think that we
How
have
we
much grounds.
We just are glad we ain't being sued.
But in any event, Chris Broussard with the win.
How?
Bring it on.
How did he win? Yeah.
I prevail with my wisdom and knowledge like usual.
Stop it. This is ridiculous.
Rob, don't get mad. Just groove with the bongos.
I'm going to sue.
The bongos.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.